Peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So how long have we had smartphones? About 10 years, right? Roughly 10 years. It's not a really old technology, kind of a new one. Computers, the personal computer. How many years? Well, some say 1970s, some say 1982, the IBM PC, but roughly about 40 years ago. How long have we had the television? Great piece of technology. How long? 1,000 years? 500 years? No, only about 100, 125 at most. Not too long, right? However, today I want to talk about a piece of technology that we've had much, much longer than TV, smartphones, and personal computers. The key. The key. How long and how old is the key? How far back does the key go? Well, they say that keys go back before recorded history. Some say the Egyptians 4,000 years ago came up with the key and the lock idea. Anyway, it's an old, old technology preceding even Jesus' birth. Thousands of years. Old thing, the key. In the epistle today, we hear about a key. Did you hear it? When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not. I am the first and the last, the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and Hades," death and hell. Easter keys. That might be a gift that we think of during this Easter time. The readings even point us to that gift, the Easter keys. What are the Easter keys? That's what Jesus accomplished on Good Friday and on Easter. A key that opens up life to all who believe and locks the door for all those who do not believe. He has the key over heaven and hell, death and Hades. He can unlock death for everyone who believes, and he can lock it up too. That's our Lord, our God, the Alpha and the Omega. What's our response to the keys as God's people? Well, I've heard people yell before this. If you ever listen to Dave Ramsey, it happens every day around 2:30. Freedom! Somebody yells their debt-free scream. Or on, what's that movie that it came from? You remember that movie? The Scottish guy. Freedom! Right? What was it? Braveheart. Thank you. Braveheart. Freedom. Really, God's people above all should be the first and the foremost to be able to yell freedom. The sin that locked us up, death, that locked us all down, has been freed, been opened up by the key of Christ Jesus. So we can yell freedom. We can yell peace. We have peace because of this key. Peace with God. We can yell access to God. We have access. Even Ephesians talks about this, access to God. There's no more a wall of hostility between us and God. It's been broken down. The key has unlocked it. And now we have full and free access to our God. The door has been opened. Access to God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And in our gospel today, we see the power of the keys, and we see the keys as a gift of Christ Jesus to the church. In the first very paragraph that we read today, did you hear this? On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear. And Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." The doors being locked. And yet Jesus comes and he shows them his hands and his side and he says, "Peace." I guess his body really was a key. To get right through those walls, that door, you can see his risen body is the key that all is over all things. He didn't have to come and put a key in the door, knock, and say, "Hey, let me in, I'm Jesus." He comes right through and is with them. That's how the text says it. He comes right through, stands with those people. His body is risen, crucified, and risen body is the key that goes right through walls, if you will, even though it's physical. Praise be to God. He shows them his hands and his side. And then what does he do? He breathes the keys onto his disciples. He says, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. If you withhold them, they are withheld. He said this earlier on in his ministry in Matthew 16. He says, I will give you the keys to unlock heaven and to lock up. If you bind anyone's, if you unloose the sins of anyone, they're unloosed, unlocked. If you bind them up, you lock them up, they're bound. He gives the gift of the keys. That's one of the gifts of Easter, is he gives the church the power to forgive sins. We forgive our neighbors, and it's just as good as if God or Jesus himself forgave. And what we hear in church and the absolution is just as good as God was right here unlocking heaven for each and every one of us. We hear it, our sins are forgiven. We have peace with God. The keys. However, Thomas was not with them. He didn't hear about the keys. He didn't see Jesus come through the wall and stand with them and say, peace be with you. So what happened? 8 days later, the gospel says. Did you hear it? Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. And he says, unless I put my hands in his side and put my hand in his side, unless I see all that, I'll never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Put your hands here. Put your hand here. Don't be faithless. Stop disbelieving and believe. Again, he showed the key. Jesus' risen body is the key. And now Thomas has the key to life through the peace of Christ Jesus, because he also sees the risen Lord and hears the message of peace. Now all the 11 have the message of peace and have the keys to go out into all the world and proclaim the peace of God to all the world through the crucified and risen Jesus. A good question for us today as God's Easter people. It's not what do you have in your pocket or what do you have in your purse, but what are you breathing? What are you breathing? What has gone into your nose and into your lungs and then into your blood, into every one of your cells? It's not just keys to open up cars. You've breathed in something much greater today. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. If you withhold the sins of anyone, they are withheld. Powerful, powerful stuff. Key that unlocks heaven and locks it up. Breathe in today God's word. Breathe it in. You've come, you've heard God's word. Breathe it in. Inhale. Breathe in the peace of God. After Easter, a lot of stress, family things. Breathe in that peace of God and say, ah. God didn't come to make it hard for us. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Breathe in God's peace. Breathe in his word, his knowledge, his wisdom. Breathe in the forgiveness of sins. But then, what will you exhale? I pray today that you exhale also. If you just breathe in, you're going to die. But you have to breathe out too. What are you going to breathe out? I pray that you breathe out the forgiveness of sins to others. May you breathe out the life-giving word, the victory that is in Christ Jesus. May you breathe out the knowledge of him who died, who rose, and is alive forevermore. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.